Tira Gwynneth's house. Doorbell rings, beat, it rings again. Door opens.
Hi, Gwyneth.
Hey, again, lovely. Oh, and your little English friend.
Emily.
Nice to see you again, Bach.
You too. Oh, my dad asked to check in and see if you're okay, you know, with everything that's going on.
Oh, that's very kind, you both. Come in. I'll make us a cup of tea.
Oh, no tea today, Gwyneth. It's boiling up here.
How about some pop?
Thank you, Mrs. Jenkins.
Gwyneth Bach. Call me Gwyneth. In you come.
Door closes behind them.
Make yourselves at home in the lounge.
We're now in the living room. We can hear the tick, tick, tick of the grandfather clock. Perhaps we can also make out the clatter of cupboards and clink of glasses from the kitchen.
This room's weird.
Yeah, creepy, right?
Is that a stuffed owl?
Here we are.
Gwyneth puts the tray down. We hear the pouring of lemonade, the fizz and pop of the bubbles. Very ASMR.
Oh, Gwyneth, I don't know if you've heard, but Jenny Watkins' dad is organising a crisis meeting at the hall tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I'll be there, don't you worry. I know exactly what's happening to our village.
You do?
It's funny how people forget so quickly.
Forget what?
The tick-tick of the clock and the fizz-pop of the lemonade slowly starts to morph into something more sinister and otherworldly.
About the lake, of course.
What about the lake?
There are secrets in that water. Dark secrets. That lake goes against the natural order of things, I'm telling you. Have you ever noticed how the water level rises and falls to match the tides? The water is alive, and it understands the moon and its cycle. Especially this time of year, when the gateway between our worlds and the next opens. Look into that lake at midnight on Midsummer's Eve, and you'll see the face of the next person who is to die in this village. A sacrifice, they say, in preparation for his mistress. A witch with the lungs of a fish who walks through the dark depths of the lake just as we walk on land. Be warned, girls. She is coming. Oh, she is coming. I can hear her breathing beneath the water. She is coming. And there's nothing we can do to stop her.
Suddenly the grandfather clock chimes loudly, makes the girls and us jump.
Oh, good grief, is that the time?
Okay, well, thanks for the lemonade, Gwyneth.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Jenkins. Gwyneth, it was lovely.
You're welcome, girls. And remember, be careful of that lake. Beware the dark, dark depths.